Let me write this down real quick. Hold on. Let me clear my thoughts. I'm trying to think of a joke.
You're an aspiring stand-up comedian and you can't even think of the joke. Justin Bieber asks God for answers about the coronavirus. He's refusing to cancel his tour. Will it be a success or a mess? The Hollywood Scoop.
Everyone's canceling their tours. I'm just surprised he has. What?
That's some selfish shit. Like he's a part of the problem.
You're a part of the problem.
No, hey, I'm wearing the shirt you got me.
Woo!
On your little free day,
Dude,
looking at shit.
I was so fucking drunk still. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, but
No.
whiskey's just a different drunk. Like whiskey just
Yeah.
destroys everything in its path.
Bro was like, "Hey, I'm here for a good time." The whiskey busts over like, "Hey, let's take some shots."
Where's Samantha? I saw she tagged herself in Germany.
Postmates. She's doing Postmates
Postmates, what's that?
now. It's like Uber Eats, Grubhub, that type of shit.
I bet they're like, hey, you want to come inside and share my snack with me?
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Ben and Larry Power Hour. It's a show. Well, what kind of show is this, Bennett?
It's a show where we drink beer and we just talk about stuff that's going on.
Oh
I
shit,
don't
that's right. I forgot. It's been so damn long.
What's the show called again?
The Ben and Larry Express? I don't know.
Oh, so close.
Yeah.
But, you
no,
know.
No, guys, yeah. Welcome back to the Ben and Larry Power Hour. And the song you just heard was by the infamous Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Lady, who passed away, sadly, at the age of 81. So, yeah, a little side tribute there.
Yeah.
I was never a huge fan of Kenny Rogers, but he was a pretty big pop culture figure, back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh yeah, like I got like The Gambler, that song that we were playing earlier, before we
Yeah.
started the podcast. Yeah, that if you play that in a karaoke place, everyone's singing it.
You got to know when to hold.
Yeah,
What
that's
a
a good
great
one.
song.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
Oh, man. So anyway, how have you been, Bennett? I haven't talked to you since our last episode. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you
I
know,
actually
yeah.
I made a couple trips up to St. Louis since then.
Yeah, two trips. Two trips. That was pretty
Yeah,
fun. We've had
yeah.
some good times, gone out drinking. But yeah, no, actually I think lately I'm feeling a bit feverish. I have a slight cough and a little runny nose.
Ooh,
So,
that sounds like swine flu. You better get that checked out.
oh no. But
Wait, oh shit. Sorry, my bad. I'm off by about 10 years.
I've been going into work telling people like if every morning, you know, I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" And they're like, "Oh, good. How are you?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, a bit feverish, kind of a little cough." They give me a second look. I'm like, ah.
Oh shit. Are those your workers or your coworkers?
Both.
Okay.
I like to mess with everyone. We're all equal. We're all humans.
Yeah, dang. So what's the status with that job now? Are you guys shut down completely or have you
No,
heard?
it's just gonna be none of the employees are coming in, just the staff and supervisors to
Okay.
package stuff and run production.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so.
because I guess you still gotta do shit. Like the workers don't do, all the behind the scenes stuff. That's all you guys.
Yeah, like my boss said, like, you know, the big boss of our work said, we want to have
Not
a
Sherry the
company.
cow.
No, the bigger one. He said we still want to have a company when this all ends. So,
Yeah, no
yeah.
kidding.
What about
Shit.
you? How's your work?
Well, it's going. I'm still working, fortunately, but, you know, I work in a grocery store, so that's not going away anytime soon, I believe. So,
nope.
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah, you know, Gabby works at a hospital, and they're definitely not going out of business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're good, but, you know, we're lucky. A lot of people are fucked right now, man. It's crazy.
Yup, it's like, scary.
Dude, yeah, the streets of Springfield are, like, fucking empty all day. It's weird.
Huh. I haven't been downtown St. Louis since it started, but I might have to take a little walk.
Yeah, take a little walk, and are they still renting out the bird scooters? You could, like, zoom around town.
I got a notification. I know Lime pulled out. There's another one, Spin. They are still active, and they have people sanitizing them every night, like when they collect them all. But I don't know about Bird.
Yeah. Damn. Dude, yeah, those birds are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think we rode a couple in St. Louis one time, and or maybe, I don't remember. We were going to get sushi, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And then I rode one in Kansas City from Power and Light to, like, some other bar.
Nice. Well, before we get into the full show, just want to let you guys know on Instagram and Twitter, we are there, and we will be active going forward. And where can they find us? What do they type in?
They can type in anything they want, really.
We tag the shit out of our accounts, like, and it pops up under any search.
Yeah, exactly. No, but yeah, it's the Ben Larry Podcast.
Correct.
On Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, I think Lewis is kind of backed out. I don't think he listens anymore.
Oh, man. I know Mitch does. Aaron occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah, I don't know who else. We'll see.
Speaking of Aaron, I heard you guys went on a little adventure today. Had some fun outside.
Oh, yeah. We ignored the 6 feet apart rule and hopped in the car together. And we cuddled a bit, tickled each other, you know. And we went to play some disc golf. And it was pretty fun. It was 39 degrees. And wet throughout the whole course, so our feet were frozen, and it was terrible. But
hey, you had beer.
Yeah, exactly. We had beer that had been shaking around in our bags from walking so much. It was
really
good.
Yeah, that's the one thing about disc golfing is you know, balancing your beer and trying to find a flat spot to place your beer every time you have to, you know, take a shot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you have multiple discs, you just set a disc on the ground, put it right on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
You shoot. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, man, I wish I could have been a part of that. We used to disc golf a lot back in the Mo State days.
Yeah, they had like 6 courses within the basic Springfield area.
Yeah, and I think one time it was me, Gary, and Mark Stock. I don't think you were there.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah, I didn't have any discs, so I borrowed some of Gary's discs. And I threw two of them on the roof of Evangel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was pretty upset. He wasn't, like, you know, in my face mad, but it kind of ruined his day. I'm sorry. I'll buy you a couple discs, man. And I never did.
Oh, yeah. You can buy me the discs, and I'll accept them on his behalf.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah. Do you have a quote for us today?
I suppose so. Here, let me try to find it. This is going to be an Aaron quote.
Aaron.
Yeah, he was supposed to be on the next show, but I don't know. We just got off the phone with him, actually, and he's taking a shit, and what did he say he was doing?
Where is Aaron right now?
He was playing Until Dawn, a new game.
Okay. The Aaron quote of the day.
Ooh.
This was the first time that I came down, not the last time, but the time before. It was before the Super Bowl. I know that.
And oh, in January.
It was. I forget which game it was, but it was the Patriots were playing. I think was it the Dolphins or the Titans? I think.
Oh, Titans sounds right.
Okay, yeah, they were playing against the Titans for the position to play the Chiefs, right, in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, the last play of the game, Tom Brady, he lobbed it in the air, and the Titans catched it and then they ran into the end zone from like the 10-yard line. Yeah.
They caught it
and catched them. They catched it.
Yeah, it was bad. So afterwards, Aaron was pretty heated.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
What the hell is going on?
We just got our asses whooped.
Okay, well, yeah, it's not much of a Samantha. Quote, but yeah, featuring Samantha. What the hell is going on?
It was him washing a cup or something in the sink while just like.
Yeah, he was just letting steam out, just like he just randomly started washing dishes. We're like, okay, it is the fucking vein in his forehead was bulging out.
Yeah, we'll put that video up on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, we sure will. But. Yeah. Oh, Aaron, there's some other things happened later that night. We went out to that one bar. What was it called? Bomber O'Brien's. Yeah.
Yeah. And, did you like it?
Oh yeah, that place is awesome. Yeah, open till 3 a.m. All the beer you can drink.
Woo! At a price.
At a price. Yeah. Yeah, they got that. They had the cool basketball game there. The Aaron sucks at, by the way.
Yo, I'll post a video of that. I have a video of Aaron actually sucking.
Okay. Yeah, I do too on mine.
Oh, and I have a video of him sucking at basketball. But I also have a video of him sucking me.
Well, I think that's for another episode. That's not on the agenda, but...
No, that'll go straight to Showtime or Cinemax. It's not allowed here.
The next time I came was, 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago now? Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, just about 3 weeks, I think. Yeah.
And we went to the Riz Bachelor Party.
Oh, yeah, the King Scott.
King Scott's Bachelor Party.
Yep. So another great podcast is the Rizzuto Show. Check them out; they're awesome. One of the guys on the show. He's 38 years old and still a virgin, and he's very Christian. He'll still drink, you know, and hang out and party and stuff. But like, yeah. So he went around on a tour of St. Louis, and people could meet up with him at different places. And then at the end, it all culminated at a local concert venue at Pops. And it was just his
that
band.
Place was lit.
Yeah, it's a nice open space. Like, it feels like a bar, but then it feels like a concert venue. It feels like a club. It's just, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of the bar in Roadhouse a little bit.
Seen Roadhouse.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I'm not an 80s guy like you.
Well, you gotta watch it. Oh man, Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott. That's a fucking
Patrick
classic.
Patrick Swayze. Was he haunting the Roadhouse? Because he's a ghost, right?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, he's dead now, but he was in another movie called Ghost.
Oh, darn, I got it confused.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, the poor bastard's dead. But, yeah, Roadhouse, it's hilarious. It's entertaining. If you ever just want to sit around with a bunch of buddies drinking beer
or
to make
sit
fun
around,
of something.
Or sit around by yourself or at least 6 feet apart from maybe one or two buddies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got
exactly.
Plenty of time to do that.
Yeah. Just pop in Roadhouse. It actually, you know what's funny? It technically takes place near, in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, like on the outskirts of town. It's supposed to be a serious movie, but like the brawling and the bar fights and the action and the, like just the music, it's funny. It's one of those movies that's so bad it's good. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like one of the guys in the bars just comes up to Patrick Swayze and he's like, I used to fuck guys like you in prison. And then they just start going at it, and he fucking tears his fucking throat out, his esophagus, with his bare hands, and then just throws him into the lake of the country club.
And when a man sticks a gun in your face, you got two choices. You can die, or you can kill the motherfucker.
Okay, I have to watch this.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on that topic, but Joe's.
Well, anyway, before we get too far off the subject of football, speaking of the Super Bowl, they played. Patriots played in order to play against the Chiefs, but you know the Titans won, and then. The Chiefs went on to play what game? There's a very popular championship where you get the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. They played the fucking Super Bowl.
Damn right, man. And it was fucking incredible from what I can remember.
Oh, yeah, you drank a bit, right?
I hit the pipe a little bit. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Wait, what pipe? A crack pipe?
Oh, yeah. No, I went over to my buddy Dewey's house, and he's turned into a weed enthusiast the past couple years, so he got me pretty stoned for the Super Bowl. But, I remember feeling excited, but I don't really remember what kind of plays went on. But I later watched it, you know, on DVR, so I did see it.
Okay.
But in the moment, I was kind of not present.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, it was legit. I watched the whole thing. Like, Samantha and I sat down, and I wasn't on my phone. I was just, like, watching it, like, full out. And then the Google commercial, did you see that one about the old guy? Like, with the memories of his wife, he's like, hey, Google, show me Loretta. It made me cry a little bit, but I had been drinking, like, the whole day, so...
Oh, shit.
It was sad.
But yeah, man. I for a while, I thought the 49ers were going to win, man. Like...
Yeah.
They did that in the AFC Championship, too. Like, the first half, they just sucked. And then, like, it's like, after halftime, they're like, okay, we got to get our shit together. And then they just dominated.
Dude, they fucking pulled through. It was great. I loved it.
First time in 50 fucking years. 1970 was the last time.
And they didn't even win. That's the last time they were there, right?
No, they won. They won.
They did
that
win?
One.
I thought they
didn't. We won two Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah. I thought they didn't even win. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, man. And, man, what justice, you know? Like, man, so many years of the Chiefs sucking and, you know... When I was a kid in the early 2000s, we had Dick Vermeil as the head coach with Dante Hall, Tony Gonzalez, fucking Trent Green, Priest Holmes. Man, that was the dream team, and we still couldn't fucking make it in the postseason. And you know, then the late 2000s, we got fucking Herm Edwards, who fucking destroyed the Chiefs with Matt Castle as the quarterback. That guy. If you all remember Matt Castle, you know, that was a train wreck.
Did you say then, White Castle? I'm getting hungry.
Oh, man, fuck White Castle. Sorry to all you St. Louis guys, but yeah.
It's not a St. Louis thing. It's just not available where you are.
I guess that's true.
You're not good enough.
The Chiefs finally won, and I'm fucking happy. So.
Me too. I'm happy for you.
I'm happy this happened before this... The coronavirus and all this shit.
Man.
Like, imagine if this happened, like, a month or two earlier, and they're like, sorry, guys, Super Bowl's canceled.
Dude. Yeah. That would have sucked, for sure.
Yeah.
But they did it. Yay. And coronavirus is here, and we are having so much fun.
Yes.
Shit. But, so, getting into coronavirus a bit... a lot of these entertainment companies, I'm sure you saw this, movie theaters are shutting down, like, entire chains. Like, when I go to book a movie on, you know, the Regal or AMC or the Marcus Werenberg theaters, there's nothing.
it's crazy.
Yeah. Movies are being pushed back. But with that, studios are now releasing movies on demand. Like, you know, when they were supposed to release. And, you know, they say it's going to be about $20 to rent, like, a movie. So, for instance, I know Trolls World Tour, that's going to release, or it already has been, I don't know. And it's, like, $20, you can watch it, like, rent
it. Oh, shit. Okay.
So, it's not buying it, but to rent. So, yeah. It's a little pricey, but you're not going to the theater, you're not catching anything.
Hey, that's honestly fine with me. Like, the movie theater is kind of disgusting regardless, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you walk and you're like, oh, who the, like, what is all this sticky shit?
Yeah, like, I honestly cringe when I sit down in those seats. I'm like, oh, man, I'm just going to stay still the whole time and not touch anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, no, like, when I went to see me and Gabby, we went to see El Camino in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the whole theater was full. Like, all the seats were filled. And it just fucking stunk so bad. It was so bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the last time I've been at the movies. And honestly, I don't really want to go back. Like, shit. Honestly, I can see that kind of going out the door within our lifetime. Like, well, going to the movies.
They're really pushing that forward right now. But
they sure are.
Don't want to go? Like, it's.
I mean, like, for certain experience. Things. For, yeah, like, premieres. Marvel movie, sure, yeah. But anything else, like, I ain't gonna go and see, you know, fucking Trolls or whatever.
No. Yeah. I gotcha. But also, Disney Plus released Frozen 2 3 months ahead of when they were because
of the coronavirus. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, my little and niece Star has been Wars. Watching that at home.
Has been watching, just... like, multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
nice of Disney. That's nice of Disney.
Yeah, I mean, it's also helpful for them because more people are you know, getting Disney
tuning
Plus.
In. Yeah.
And so I heard the other day a statistic. It was about 60% of households with kids under 12 have a Disney Plus subscription in the United States.
Wait, you said kids under 12?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So a family with any kids like 12 and under, 60% of them in all of America have Disney Plus.
Damn. Like, yep. Accounts on, like, by themselves, or you mean just profiles in the accounts?
No, like, accounts. Like, 60%
How are kids paying for that?
No, the household, the parent who has
okay.
it, who has a kid.
So you're saying kids in general, okay.
I'm saying 60% of all households with kids, right.
Gotcha.
And that's a big, like, that's a lot of money. $7 a month from 60% of people with kids.
Dude, yeah. They're doing very well. I don't think this virus is going to hurt them, even with the closing of, like, Disneyland.
It's going to help. On that side. But yeah, Disneyland, holy shit. I don't even know. I haven't read anything because I feel like that's such an overwhelming subject. Like, what the fuck do they do?
Yeah. Dude, just everybody in general. Like, what do people do?
What do we do? We walk around with our dicks in our hands. I don't know how to use this. The coronavirus came and I don't know. How anything works now.
Yeah, that's how people are fucking acting. Holy shit. Yeah.
Damn. Well, God. You know, at least we can sit back and drink beer, you know, watch
that's
some
right.
movies.
Yeah.
And yeah, speaking
and pretend
of
like
beer,
it's not happening.
Yeah. Speaking of beer, I actually have a quiz for you. All right, this, ladies and gentlemen, is a beer quiz. General beer knowledge.
Damn. Well, speaking of that, let me get a refill because I've already finished two beers. All right.
In the meantime,
tuning out. I'll be right back.
All right. In the meantime, I will tell a joke. I heard a joke the other day on Facebook, I think. So a man's going through the grocery store. He picks out, you know, a six-pack of beer. And he puts it in the cart. And his wife's like, honey, that's like $10. Why? You don't need that. Like, put it back. He puts it back. And, you know, a couple minutes later, they're walking down the makeup and perfume aisle and all that. And the wife gets some, like, face powder or concealer. And, $20, and the husband goes, honey, why do you need that? It's $20. She goes, well, it makes me look beautiful. And he goes, well, that's why I got the beer, and it's half the price. Ha! Oh, man. Oh, I see Larry on the webcam now. He's pouring it. Oh, nice tall beer. A lot of head on that. We're going to learn in the quiz why you shouldn't pour it like that. Because no one wants head on their beer. But people do want head. Just not there. Welcome back, Larry.
Woohoo!
All right, well, hey, are you ready? Are you ready for the beer quiz?
Oh, shit. Natty, 4.2 alcohol. Is that one of the answers?
Oh, no, this is like general knowledge. It's not like any specific beers. Let's go over the rules, sorry. Multiple choice. For every question you get wrong, you gotta take three sips of beer. How does that sound?
Okay. That's manageable.
All right, out of 10 questions. Question 1. Where does beer come from? England, Germany, Egypt, or China?
I'm gonna say Germany.
Oh, that is incorrect. So you have to take three sips of beer.
Damn.
And while you take that, I will
tell
you
where.
Where
did it come from?
Egypt. So, yeah, it was in Egypt. It said, those Egyptians were inventive. And thank you, Egypt.
Dude, yeah. I could have swore it was Germany.
Yeah, you would think. It literally says, hello, Oktoberfest.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Damn, well, yeah. All right.
All right, well, who traditionally brewed beer, men or women?
Like in the olden days?
Traditionally.
Traditionally.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, olden days.
I guess, yeah, I'm going to say men because, you know, back in the day, you know, women couldn't even work.
Well, because they couldn't work, they stayed home and made drinks and food. So, women is the correct answer.
What the fuck?
There weren't breweries. They did this shit at home, I guess.
Damn. Okay, so every time you want a beer, be like, bitch, get me a beer!
Yeah.
And then she, like, gets out this huge mixer machine and...
Oh, man. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, three more sips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chug it, chug it, chug it. And then question 3, when you're ready. Here we go. Why should you tilt the glass when pouring yourself a lager? There's 3 choices. 1, it looks professional. 2, less head on the beer. Or 3, tastes better.
Less head on the beer.
Hey, look at that. You got your first point.
Hey, whoa. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first rule in beer pouring. Like, if you're a dumbass and just go, like, it's going to overflow after 2 pours.
Exactly. But in college, that rule doesn't apply because you're too drunk to notice there's 2 inches of head on your beer.
Exactly. And then it goes all over Bennett and Vincent's floor.
Yeah, exactly. Great times. Oh, all right. Question 4. What is the key difference between lager and ale? There are 3 answers.
As long as there's booze in it, I'm good.
Oh, man. All right. As long as there's booze in it, I'm good. What is the key difference between lager and ale? They're made with different types of yeast. They're brewed in different ways, making lager fizzy and ale not. Or trick question, there is no difference.
I think they're both equally as fizzy.
Yeah? Okay.
So I'm going to go with...
They're brewed in different ways, or they're made with different types of yeast?
Yeast is yeast, though. Right? Yeah.
So is bread, and there's different types of bread. I don't know. But
shit, I'm going to go with neither.
Neither? There's no difference.
No difference, yeah.
Wrong. They're made with different types of yeast.
Fuck. Alright, I'll drink made, that.
Ale is made with Saccharomyces cerevisiae. I don't know, I didn't say that right. A yeast that rises to the top of the brew during fermentation. Lager is made with something else that sinks to the bottom. They are brewed slightly differently as a result, though. We won't go into what's better. We'll be here all day. That's what the site
Damn,
says.
Damn, okay. Alright. Well, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, hey, we're learning stuff, you know? What would happen to ancient Babylonian brewers if they sold beer too cheaply? A. They were forced to drink it. All of it. B. They'd be heavily fined. Or C. Death by drowning.
I'm gonna go with C. Death by drowning, because that's fucking hilarious.
It is C. It says beer was a serious business. There were also strict rules against women selling beer in taverns. Although
Damn.
They could brew it. Yeah.
Shit.
Good job. Hell yeah. Yeah,
that's savage. We think we want beer. Holy shit. Those fuckers.
Yeah. True or false? It's better to store your beer upright.
You know what? I'm going to go with false. Because all the shit like kind of falls at the bottom, right? So if you turn it upside down, all the alcohol is in the bottom.
It's actually true. It is better to store your beer upright. If you keep it on its side, it will oxidize more. This means some really funky tasting beer eventually.
Dang,
so,
okay.
I guess for a short term, like when we put beer in our fridge, it's gone within 2 weeks. I think they're talking about like over a longer period of time.
Okay, gotcha. To store it away. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, well, gotta drink these 3 sips.
Yup.
Oh, God. I had Taco Bell for dinner, so this is settling well.
Oh, no. All right, number 7. True or false? The moon has a crater called Beer.
I'm going to go with true. I would name a crater beer.
You're correct. It is true. All right, number 8. What part of the body is beer meant to strengthen? Stomach, bones, or liver?
Ooh. Meant to strengthen? Well, I know it gives you a fucking beer gut, that's for sure. I'm a testament to that. but I wouldn't necessarily say it's stronger. But it does work out your liver, so I would say liver.
You're wrong, and people get, like, when they get alcohol poisoning, it's because it's affecting their liver and, like, destroying it.
But doesn't it replenish itself and come back stronger?
Like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
If the blackout doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
I really
like that.
So it's bones. Strengthens your bones.
Really?
Beer is good for you in some ways. It is rich in dietary silicon, key to building bone mineral density. According to a study in the Journal of the Science of Food and Agriculture. Number 9. Which of these international drinks is actually a beer? Boxbeutel, Knob Creek, or Yingling?
Oh, I know that. Yingling.
Yes! Yeah. Woo! Okay, you know that one too?
Yeah, I've had it before. It's a really dark beer.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. My brother likes that shit.
Oh, nice. All right, well, question 10. This is probably the most difficult one.
Bring it.
It's a multiple choice. It says, when is it beer o'clock? A, after work. B, never. Or C, now? It literally says dot 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 now question mark.
Damn, that is a trick question. It could be any of them.
Never? It's never beer o'clock?
Well, I mean, there's technically no such thing, no technical term beer o'clock, you know, on the actual clock, so that could count as none, but damn.
After work, never, or now?
I'm going to say now, man, whenever your heart desires. It's beer
Hell
o'clock.
Yeah. Correct. It says somewhere in the world, it's always beer o'clock.
That's true. Somewhere in the world, every minute of the day, someone's getting off work, so.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Damn right.
Hell yeah. Well, dude, good job on the quiz.
Shit, what did I get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 5 out of 10.
Shit, that's a fail.
But you learned a lot, right? Like, I learned shit. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, that's the point of it.
I learned that God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Wow, they should make that into a song.
God is great, beer is good. People are crazy.
Dude, that honestly fits this Corona shit right now. God is great, beer is good, and people are fucking crazy right now.
They're going insane. Where's the toilet paper? Where's the toilet paper?
So speaking of the toilet paper, there's actually something that happened in Springfield. at a local Walmart. You know, Springfield has like 6 giant Walmarts. Like, Springfield's pretty big.
Oh, I love them.
Empty shelves and store closures. A Springfield, Missouri Walmart had its own commotion going Wednesday afternoon. A baby was born in the toilet paper aisle. We were like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening, said store manager. I won't use her name for privacy reasons. Okay. But, their manager said the woman warned store associates that her last child came in just 30 minutes. When the woman's water broke in the toilet paper aisle, she was prepared to go into labor right then and there.
Wait, was this a store associate?
No, I think it was, just a customer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. So I assume the toilet paper was empty, so the manager was, like, looking around, like, oh, shit, what do I grab? Like, you know, you got to clean up all that shit.
Oh, no.
What do we do now? Another lady comes around the corner, and she says, I'm a labor nurse. Can I help you? And they said, yes, please. She had gloves in her pocket, and
that she had used earlier at the ATM machine.
The manager grabbed a sheet and blocked the aisle to give the woman as much privacy as possible. Crowd control, not the best with blood, so that was my job, holding the sheet and crowd control, making sure nobody invaded the privacy the poor lady still had.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and Springfield firefighters rushed to the store and helped deliver the baby girl. So
wow,
yeah.
What site was that on?
This was on Fox 24 News.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that really didn't have anything to do with the coronavirus, I guess, but it was an empty toilet paper aisle, so, yeah.
That is awesome, I gotta say. Holy shit.
But anyway, speaking of this toilet paper shit, like, what the fuck is going on, man?
That's a great question, and I have no idea. Like,
yeah, you told me last night you guys only have 2 rolls left.
Yeah.
Damn. Yep. You no need to more. Get on that search.
Dude, I think tomorrow morning I'll go, like, when Schnucks opens.
Yeah, go early because I hear people are like lining up like it's Black fucking Friday.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so whenever the store opens, I know the grocery stores around here, like Hy-Vee, it's only opening at 8 a.m. So everyone's lining up out the door like by 7.
Oh shit. Well, you know what Walmart's doing? They're doing like they do at Black Friday, giving out tickets. You know, for like a big ticket items like TVs.
Yeah, that's how I got my TV.
Yeah, they're doing that for fucking toilet paper, for ass tissues.
Oh my god.
Like,
dude, I don't fucking understand this shit.
I don't know. People, I mean,
I feel like that, like at this point, people are just getting it to stock up because they're afraid it's going to be out.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the hoarders that are like the extremists and going, oh, we need to stock up, these are the end times, they're stocking up, and then it's scaring all the people that aren't usually hoarders, and they're like, well, if they take it all, I won't have any.
Yeah,
and then it's
exactly.
Leading all of us to hoard as well, and now everyone's doing it, and everyone's freaking out.
Yeah, it's a never-ending cycle. I don't see this ending.
Never-ending story.
Never-ending story.
Also, guys, everyone, you cannot flush paper towels, wet wipes, anything, you know, down the toilet.
Yeah.
You can't do it. So
dude,
if you use it, like, bring a fucking grocery bag in, stick them in there, I guess, and then just take it right out to the trash.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I feel like that's going to be a huge problem for all the people that are like, oh, if I just do it, it's fine. But then there's going to be like 500 of those people.
Dude, yeah, and all the septic tanks are going to get fucking flooded.
Now is the time to invest in plumbing.
Yeah.
Invest in some plumbing
holy
companies.
Holy shit.
Because literally, holy shit.
Damn. Yeah. Well, luckily, I live in an apartment, so all I have to do is put in a work order.
Nice, there you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it's been a good episode. I mean, hey, you know, for us being gone so long, I think we covered most of what we needed to cover.
And anyway, I texted you this earlier. There's two concerts, Michael Jackson concerts, available on YouTube for everybody who's quarantined right now. There's the Bad
You Are Not Alone concert, that tour.
Yeah.
Oh, This Is It? Was it the This Is It tour?
Yeah, but This Is It tour that, he so miraculously pulled off. It was amazing.
Never before seen, because it isn't real.
Damn. Imagine if he went through with that. At least one show. Why couldn't he have lived a few more fucking weeks? God,
because
it probably, honestly, it probably would have sucked. Like he was tired and worn out.
Yeah, he wasn't smiling on stage anymore.
Yeah, it's like remember that Jim Carrey skit on Conan when he pretended to be Conan and he's like, I can't hear the laughter anymore.
Get out! Get the hell out! You parasite! You pilot fish! Don't let the door hit you on the way out!
I can't hear the laughter anymore.
One of those Conan Rewind things.
Oh,
that
I love
releases.
Those.
This is a pretty random podcast tonight.
Very. We went from Michael Jackson to the coronavirus to the Super Bowl to Disney Plus. I mean, we got a list of things.
To a baby giving birth in Walmart, like.
Okay. Well, on that note, I guess we should wrap it up. Let people get back to nothing, because there's not much to do now.
Yeah. Take vitamin C. I've been taking vitamin C every day. Helps your immune system.
I actually bought 2 jugs of orange juice the other day just because I like orange juice.
Oh,
so sweet.
Shit. Well, yeah, drink a glass a day.
Yeah, Aaron drank a Blue Moon this morning with the orange. Does that count?
Oh. Yeah, that counts.
Yeah,
in my opinion. Either the vitamin C or the alcohol will kill the disease, so.
Oh, man. Oh.
So there's two ways to go about it. You know, you can chug a half a gallon of whiskey or take vitamin C. It's up to you.
Okay. Wow. Oh, man. Well,
what a show it's been. What a comeback.
Oh, comeback. Yes. That's what Aaron had last night.
Just like Alyssa with an I.
Just for you, Aaron. Thanks for listening.
Is he still talking, communicating with Alyssa with an I?
We're gonna find out. Whenever he comes in, we're gonna find out if he's still talking to Alyssa with an I, and we will also hear the story behind Chiz Jacket.
So season stay tuned. Three again.
Yes. Well, on that note, I'm Ben.
And I'm Larry.
Woohoo! And we are signing
Yahoo!
Off.
Yahoo! Okay, bye.
Beep, beep.
Damn right, Bushlight.